Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And by the Holy Spirit, the Lord has organized the redemption of man from the beginning to the end. And all those who pay attention and regard what He says will be known to be in a greater category in life. Your life will work. When we hear God, when we hear Him out, and when we do what He say, our lives work. As He is, so are His people in this world. We're made in Jesus' likeness. If we hear Him, we become like Him. And Jesus once said, if they hear me, they'll hear you. If they love me, they'll love you. If they hated me, they'll hate you too. And when you say the name of Jesus, the enemy gets nervous. He gets nervous every time somebody speaks the name of Jesus in faith. Because that's a boundary he can't go beyond. And in our American colleges and many institutions all over the earth, many of them, we love the football teams, baseball teams, basketball teams, but many of the colleges, they don't appreciate Christianity. And when we send our kids to college, paying them to teach our children to get an education, they use, and this is, I know what I'm talking about firsthand. When I went to college, the English class, they used books by atheists, by witches, Satan worshipers, all kind of stuff, anything but a Christian. That's not an accident. Some things is warfare. Satan wants the smartest people or the most educated people to be on his side. But when you love God and you follow through Jesus Christ, when you love God through Jesus Christ, you're in another kingdom. The kingdom of God is greater than the kingdom of man. The kingdom of God is backed by God. Satan can't handle it. That's why Jesus gave us authority over Satan. But he said to his disciples, 70 of them returned, and they were rejoicing because they found out that the devils were subject to them. And that's how it's supposed to be. And that's how it is. The devils are subject to you, and it's true. But he said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven, in the book of life. Now, this is very important. And this is Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Now, I'm going to back up. I want to read it in case I messed it up or left something out. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. Now, this is what people who love God find out about. People who follow his way, his teaching. Some people get saved and don't really study. That's a mistake. If you did ask the Lord to save you, learn what he said. He did say, learn of me. Take time and learn of me. Well, anyway, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And then in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Lord, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Jesus reveals you to the Father. He's the mediator. He's the daysman that Job talked about so long ago. So when you believe on Jesus Christ, you're in another category. Don't fear what you see. Don't fear man. Don't fear beasts. Don't fear situations. Don't fear governments. Don't fear being misunderstood. If God understands you, you're understood. You don't need man to understand you when God understands you. You don't need a man to build you up when God has put you back together. This is very important to know. Our salvation is in him, not the expectation of man, not what people want you to do for them, not what people say you are. It's what the Lord says you are. And he made us in his image, and he died for us. He shed his blood to die for us, and he recognizes his own. Rejoice in that. And the demons and the devils that's subject to you is just a bonus. You can move them out of your way at your will by your words of faith. And some people have a hard time believing they can do that. Well, just keep studying the word. If you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, if you don't want to believe deception, start receiving what God had to say. Start receiving his word as truth in your heart. It's like my pastor said so many years ago, when you study the word of God, demons fall off your life. If you are tired of being of the contrary opinions, if you're tired of failure, if you're tired of believing the worst report, if you're tired of thinking you cannot get ahead, start studying the word of God. But receive it this time. Don't read it in fear of loss. Read it and receive it, and it will work in your life. Be teachable. This is why things have gotten so far out of hand in the lives of so many people. And I take time to learn God's word, and I know all the challenges. I faced them. I felt them. I felt like I couldn't win. But the word of God said I did win. And sometimes I wonder, how can this be? But I kept studying the word. If you keep eating off the tree of life, you're going to get it. You're going to have life. You're going to find yourself laughing at the problems that used to make you cry. And don't be discouraged. Even if you're still crying because of whatever happened, keep studying the word of God. Keep receiving what he said. You're not alone. God will back you up. And when you study and you study and you study and you've been receiving the word, now start praising God. That's the loudest voice of faith. Praise him. Worship him. Keep your mind on him. Watch him. And everything, you'll start receiving understanding in a greater way. And you'll stop being, misery will fall off your life. It's a lie anyway. When you start looking at what God has provided for you, you start seeing things in a greater way. That's just the way it is. So many people have done it. Now, being honest with you, I have taken time to learn and grow, and I start changing. I start seeing what the word said. I start being what the word said. I start having faith in what the word of God said. And I started making progress. And then there are others that don't have the fears that I had. And they didn't. And some people, because of the family they come from, the upbringing, their personality, they may be further along before they meet God than I was. And that happens. They may be able to easily prosper. I've seen it happen so many times. When others that love God have such a hard time, that doesn't mean that God loves you less than them. They may not have the fear you have. They may not doubt like you do. They may have knowledge of other things. And sometimes they might be rich. But wherever you have to start obeying God. The ways of God work. You start where you have to start. It's not a competition against any man. If somebody do better, I'm happy for them. That's good. It doesn't bother me when other people do well. If it bothers you to see other people prosper, that's envy. That's saying God, that's saying that I can't have what somebody else has, and the Lord gave you the whole kingdom. Sometimes we have to renew the way we think. We have to renew our mind. And we have to renew our mind because we've been lied to. And our parents were lied to. And our grandparents were lied to. And Satan made sure he lied to everybody. But when you start believing God, you start a new process. You start a new direction. When you walk the narrow path, following Jesus, so to speak, when you govern your life with his word, you're going to have his success. As he is, so are you in this world. Satan couldn't do nothing with Jesus, and the day will come, the sun will rise, and Satan won't be able to do nothing with you and your children. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. Don't be afraid. The enemy desires for you, my friend, to be afraid and to cast down what makes you strong. He wants to get you in forms of worry and strife. He wants you to depend on what other people think. You don't have to. I'm testifying, you really don't have to. People are going to think whatever they want to think. But our lives is not to just show off how wonderful we are. We're trying to live and represent our Father. That's my primary objective, to do his will in this life. So that if I follow him and do his will in this life, then I'm more apt to be used to help other people see him, which will help them be saved. Ultimately, I want you saved. I want you to go to heaven. When the Lord returns, I want you to be on his side. I don't want you to be caught off guard. I want you to live forever. Even if you was mean, even if for some reason I wouldn't like you, I still want you to go to heaven. I want you to be able to. No man can go to heaven. If a man go to heaven, it's because his life was made pure by Jesus Christ. And everything else won't make heaven. If there's sin on a person's life, he can't take that to heaven. He's not going to have another Satan pop up one day. He's going to defeat Satan once and for all. And everything that attached themselves to the world system of Satan will be destroyed. All forms of sin, as bad as it is, will be destroyed. And there's not going to be any more sin. And the Lord's going to finish this. And he'll finish it on the seventh day. Jesus Christ is going to reign 1,000 years with Satan locked up. Then he's going to let him out to tempt whatever he can. And then there'll be no more sin ever again. It will be gone and forgotten. And the people who attach themselves to sin will be gone and forgotten. I'm preaching them, this is the word of God. But look at the Lord, that makes the difference. He loves us. Satan is very nervous right now. He knows his time is short. So he's going to try some crooked things. This is a day, Dana Coverstone gave us godly dreams God raised up a prophet, Dana Coverstone, to give us, to help us know what time it is. And the theme of what he said was brace yourself. Brace yourself. Because things are unfolding. My pastor said that the closer we get to Christ's return, the closer we get to the kingdom of darkness. So start look, you're going to brace yourself, you're going to have to fill your heart with his word and do it as a way of life. Or the enemy will come in and steal what you've attained. And he's going to do things that's not normal anymore. Jesus said that in the last days, that men's heart would fail them for fear. Now, I know a lot of people, people are used to fearful sights and earthquakes and things. People don't have heart attacks over natural occurrences. This is going to be supernatural occurrences. I don't know what you're going to see. It's not going to be good. It'll be something that will cause men to have a heart attack and fail. Their heart will fail for fear. So I know a war is going to break out. And I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but it's not fair for the enemy to plot against you and you don't know it. It's not fair for him to surprise you and nobody told you to brace yourself. Well, you have to listen sometimes. What is the Lord? Who is the Lord using and why? He's raising up people to give us encouragement, to give us direction. You know, somebody, if everything just went crazy and you're in heaven and now you say, well, Lord, you knew this was coming. Why didn't you say something? Well, he's saying something. Believe what he's saying. Believe what Jesus taught in Matthew 24. Depart from evil, like he told the Pharisees in Matthew 23. Be faithful, like Jesus taught in Matthew 25. Read what he said. Read what he taught. Read what he did. And receive it. Before, build yourself up while you can. Before everything surprises you. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. If we brace ourselves, when things fall through, we'll know what to do, because we'll be able to stand on the word. If you know the storm is coming, when people live on the coast and they know a hurricane's coming, they brace the buildings. They put plywood up to protect the windows. They put sandbags on the beaches to keep the waves at bay. They start bracing the city. And it's a joint effort. You see them on TV. The whole neighborhood's out there bracing the beach, bracing their homes. And they leave in time. They make preparations. Well, that's what you're going to have to do now. When you see evil arise on the earth, when you see things crawl out of the ground, when you see giants again, you might see, I don't know what all you're going to see. You know, the book of Revelation talked about locusts. And I'm talking about the kind that can torment men, not just the ones they have in Africa and China right now. There are demons that's going to attack people. Brace yourself. Be on the Lord's side. Receive the authority he's given you over Satan, and brace yourself. Keep yourself pure in the ways of God. Don't be deceived anymore. Don't receive lies anymore. I'm not saying focus on things, focus on a good life, focus on this and that. I'm saying focus on Jesus Christ and build your life from the inside out. Walk the narrow road. I just encourage people to do so. I'm not trying to talk down to people. But when you know a storm's coming, if you love people, you'll tell them to brace yourself. I listened to a man named Steve Quill. You can check him out on stevequill.com and sometimes on the Hagman Report. And if you go on YouTube and listen to these, go on his website or go on YouTube, pull up Steve Quill, you'll hear what's coming. God has raised up wonderful men of God, like Jonathan Cahn. He showed us the history of what our country did. He wrote a wonderful book that exposed things that have happened, called The Harbinger, and another book called The Shemitah. And he's writing another one that's wonderful. It's accurate. And sometimes you just have to receive what God is doing. You need to be in the know. We all do. We need to know what God is doing, and we need to be good at what he's doing. We need to receive his word, and we need to perform his word. Do it. Live your life. Live the greater life of Christ. Pray for people. Your prayers do avail much. Don't be afraid. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't give out. The Lord loves us all, and he has so many things to say to his people. He cares about us, and he wants you to know him. He wants a relationship with you. You know how you parents, you have children, they grow up and go to college, and you want to spend time with them. When they come home, then they call all their friends and go somewhere else. Now, some children, they have a strong relationship with their parents, and they hang around and talk heart to heart. That's the way we need to be to the Lord. We shouldn't just use all of our time to run away and do something else. We need to spend time with our Father. You know, natural parents want their children to spend some time with them, not just leave them and call them when they need something. We need to see what God is talking about. We need to do right by him. We need to love him. We need to love each other. It's impossible to worship God in spirit and in truth and not love your brother, who you can see. We need to worship God in spirit and in truth, and we need to love each other. We need to love the word of life. We need to love God's will. We need to learn God's will so that we can love God's will. We need to know it so we can love it. Now, ultimately, God is good, and we can appreciate that. But when you learn who he is, you know for yourself. And that's important. Many people have heard about God. They have opinions about God. Opinions don't count. You need to know him for who he is. We all do. So many times people walk away from the kindness of God. They walk away from the goodness of God. They even walk away from the wonderful love of God because they never received what he was saying. They never got to know him for themselves. They went by other people's opinions. They listened to college professors and preachers that were not truthful. If you're going to listen to somebody, let them be truthful. Let them be sincere. Let them be honest people, people of a good character. If they're doing foolish things, don't trust them. But love everybody. And seek to love everybody. The Lord will help you love everybody. They're not going to do you right. Some people will, many people won't. Don't depend on people to do you right, to love them. Love them and do right by them. And you're going to see the favor of God on your life. Now, as I've been seeking the Lord, drawing near to him, seeking his word, seeking to understand, I can tell you this of a certainty. He has not let anything sneak up on me. And he had my back when I didn't see. When things went wrong, he was there. He had people in place to help my people, my children. I can tell you so many times the Lord had people in place. My son thought he was getting robbed. He ran away from the wreck right into a police officer that happened to be there, but he was off duty. And the police officer helped assist him. So many times things will go wrong. And that was the night that I began the website. See, the enemy wants to stop what God has begun, but don't let him do it. Do what God said do, and do it well. What, do the things of God and do it well. Enjoy the kindness of God. Enjoy his word. Enjoy his ways. Enjoy him. Enjoy what he's saying. When we give God a chance, we get to learn things we don't normally know. It's beautiful. It's worth it. As we go forward, thinking on the things of God, you start seeing things in a greater way. And the Lord is not like the wind. He's there with you in real time. But the world system will suggest that God is not there. But you'll find out what a lie it is when you start taking him at his word. Take his word literally. Receive what the Lord is saying. And you'll know. Now, many of you know what I'm talking about. But there are so many wonderful people out there that really want to believe God. That's why I'm doing this. See, when you do a radio broadcast, some of you are strong and you don't need, you know, you already do these things. And you probably wish I'd say something else or talk about something. But there are some people just beginning. And God loves them too. Sometimes you have to set the 99 aside and go after the one. But now when you hear broadcasts like this, you're strong in the Lord. You know him. You've been there and you've done that. You know that God is like. Start praying with me. See, these are yoke-breaking broadcasts. Sometimes you got to break yokes. Everybody don't feel the good that you feel. Everybody don't know God like you do. I'm talking to those who are stronger. When you hear a broadcast and I'm doing outreach and telling people about the goodness of God, pray that people will hear. Ask the Lord to utilize this broadcast to reach people that he wants to reach. He loves every soul. He has hope for it. He told me today he has hope for every soul. And he told me that when he returned, he said, when the things go on, that's going to go on. People that don't have the word in their heart, they're not going to make it. And he's going to have to judge them. They're not going to make it. I'm saying these things so that your faith don't fail. My pastor just said, he said, pray for me that my faith don't fail. Pray for people you love that their faith don't fail. That's important. That's very important. Don't take for granted the works of darkness. You have to prepare yourself. You have to brace yourself. You have to put on your fight clothes, so to speak. And you brace yourself in the Word of God. You gird up the loins of your mind. You renew your mind. And when the Lord is, when you know, some broadcasts are more evangelistic for people who are just getting started. Be patient and pray for those people, those souls that God want to save. Some broadcasts, there's more teaching. And you know, and God's going to do that too. But he loves every soul. Some people don't know him. They don't know what it's like to be woken up in the middle of the night when God give you a dream or a song or show you what to pray for or just plain talk to you. They don't know that he'll talk to you. My daddy was a preacher and I still didn't know that God would talk to you. I didn't know you could have a relationship like that. Now my daddy did, but I didn't. And I wish that they could have helped me believe that he would. I would have got saved before I finished high school. In high school, I was a sinner. Nevertheless, God loves us. And I regret my ways. And I regret not knowing God earlier. But I thank God that I got to know him. At least when I did. In 1983, my relationship with the Lord began, and I am excited about it. I'm excited about Jesus, my King. So these days, Love the Lord your God and King. Embrace yourself. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.